WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ken Tucker has a review of a new home video release of a Judy Garland film from the 40s, The Harvey Girls. It won an Academy Award for Best Song and co-starred Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz 7 years earlier.
Although it's weighed down with the soggiest premise imaginable, The Harvey Girls is one of the zippiest movie musicals ever made. This MGM spectacular featured Judy Garland as a 19th century mail-order bride who finds herself on a train heading west with a carload of waitresses. These are the Harvey Girls of the title, who are being dispatched to serve in a New Mexico restaurant. Really makes you want to run out and rent it, doesn't it? What The Harvey Girls lacks in high concept, however, it makes up for in high spirits. Judy Garland and Ray Bolger lead a big cast through a bunch of razzle-dazzle songs by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren, and the movie hits a delirious peak early on with On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard, she's on her way.
See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day. From the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hey, Jim, you better get the rig.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
She's got a list of passengers that's mighty big.
And they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
That song, performed as Judy and the Harvey Girls dangle out of a moving locomotive, is one of the most widely hailed scenes in American musicals. Seeing how gracefully the number was staged and filmed by director George Sidney, you understand why musicals were the ultimate escapist fare of the 40s. The best of them featured great performers doing perfectly unbelievable things with beguiling nonchalance. The bright colors of the Harvey Girls transfer well to the TV screen for its video cassette version, but I'd be fibbing if I said that a great scene like the Atchison, Topeka sequence loses nothing in moving from the big screen to the small one. Some of its grand sweep is inevitably lost. But the Harvey Girls is still an enchanting piece of well-crafted foolishness. Watch for Sid Charisse in a small part as one of the Harvey Girls, and note how stiffly John Hodiak moves as Garland's putative romantic interest. And you whippersnappers who know Angela Lansbury only as the little old lady detective on Murder, She Wrote will have your socks knocked off when you see her here as a sexy dance hall queen. Other new video releases include Roxanne, Steve Martin's updating of Cyrano de Bergerac, and Hollywood Shuffle, director-comedian Robert Townsend's sharp satire on the plight of black actors in the movie world.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.